BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris's Avicii Young Farmers mix now has had full production. One-year-old babies are starting to say yes. Our listener Joe is back with another round of the Who game. And Real or No Real with Radio 1's Danny Howard and guest announcer Greg James.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Emmy.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Great, I've finished my GCSEs and I'm so happy.
Yes. So you finished your GCSEs, what, today?
No, yesterday. My last one was yesterday. So I'm living it up. Yes.
That's a I finished my GCSEs fanfare just for you.
That's brilliant. I love it.
What were the GCSEs in?
It was Latin. So gross, but it was...
Latin?
Did you just say gross?
Latin.
It was Latin, yeah. So gross.
Is Latin still on?
Oh.
Yeah, we're made to do it, so it's not very fair.
Oh, right.
Because, like, moving forward in your life, you're going to need it.
Of course, so much. I'm going to need, like, the dead language every day.
Yeah.
Aren't Harry Potter spells in Latin, though, or is that a made-up language? Expelliarmus and all that. Is that, isn't that Latin?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, expel, that's all Latin stuff. That's okay. All kind
gross.
Of, and lots of doctors use Latin stuff as well.
Yeah, true.
I didn't understand at least the last 20 seconds of what was being said there. What are you going to do at the weekend then to celebrate now that you've finished GCSEs?
I am going camping in my back garden with my friends.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, just sitting in the back garden.
Yeah, because even though you're in your back garden, it still feels like an event, doesn't it?
Yeah, you make a big deal of it. You, like, really pretend like you're in the middle of nowhere.
But you also know, instead of having to go to a gross outside toilet, you can just nip in and use the toilet facilities in the house.
Perfect. It's ideal.
It
shouldn't be allowed. No,
you can't
do that.
No, the house is just there. You're outside your own house in the back garden.
No, but you're camping in your garden. Otherwise, just use the house.
No. Do you agree with me, Emmy?
Yes, it's the atmosphere. You pretend that you're camping, but really you can just go into the toilet.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant.
And during the camping, how many times do you go in the house?
Try to limit it to, like, only when, like, food and toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I'm really
food
cold.
And toilet. And if the weather's a bit naff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't really want to sit in the rain.
Yeah. Apart from that, it's just like real camping.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Well done on finishing and have an amazing weekend.
You.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Actually, Darren on Twitter makes a really good point for Emmy, who's just finished her GCSEs and is camping in a tent in her back garden with her mates this weekend. Emmy, make sure that the tent is really close to the house so then you can still connect to the Wi-Fi. It's just like being camping,
just
isn't it?
Same.
Absolutely the same. Yesterday's Innuendo Bingo was good with Joe off of Sigma. Cam, the other one, was in Las Vegas. I saw on his Twitter that he was playing a massive pool party in Las Vegas last night. They have a good life, don't they, DJs? Mm. Oh, yeah. So the Joe from Sigma, Innuendo Bingo, is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. Give it a watch. We got him absolutely soaked. Here's a little bit. Now we're going to Animal Saints and Sinners. And there's been a terrible accident involving the local caretaker.
We've gone round to assess them, and one of them did actually try to attack us. One of them's also bitten the caretaker in the commune area.
I love those boys. So it was Joe from Sigma yesterday. We've got some breaking news about Innuendo Bingo next week.
Go on then.
Pretty big week, actually. Getting soaked on Tuesday. David Hasselhoff.
Yes. He's not done this before. I don't think.
I don't
or has he?
Think so.
Back in the day? No, I don't think he has.
He's done quite a lot on this show over a period of years, but I don't think that we've ever had him on before. And even if we have, he won't remember.
No.
So, Innuendo Bingo with the Hoff on Tuesday. And on Thursday, which is always a good one, Grimmy is back playing bingo, and he loves it. So Nick Grimshaw Thursday, David Hasselhoff on Tuesday. Those are your bingo guests for next week.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Played this gig last night for some marketing types.
Oh, aye.
And shout out to the girl who probably woke up this morning going, oh, no, because she was the one You know, there's always one.
There's always one.
At a DJ gig. And she was the one that was coming up to the CDs, but right behind me, and trying to go, like to scratch them, and then kept getting carried away by some security men. But then every time that like they turned their back, she'd come back behind me and go, and pretend to like move the CD players, like just scratching.
Yeah.
Oh. So shout out to you. You must feel brilliant today, and you were really annoying. Lauren at Plank's Farm Shop's been on saying, yes, we all agree that garden camping is the absolute best, except Laura, who works here, who's never tried it and needs to. Please convince her. Do it. It's brilliant. You get like all the best bits of camping without the slightly unpleasant bits.
We've never pitched up a tent in your back garden though, Mills.
We should do that. Let's do it before the summer's out. Let's just go camping in my back garden. It's great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I'm writing a list now of things that we're going to do this summer. One is go camping in my back garden. Is that one?
No.
And no, definitely not. And then the other one is to do that song with you at karaoke. In a different way. It's hard to get up there, isn't it?
It is.
But they do a good job of it.
They managed it well in the Life Lounge early this week.
Everything, Everything and Regret on BBC Radio 1. Hello?
Hello, is that Scott?
Yes, who's that?
It's Joe. Off Yo. Of the Who game.
Hello.
You're a Who.
I am a massive Who. Do you know what the game is, a massive Who?
You've not been on for a while, but I vaguely remember you.
I think you remember me vividly, Scott, don't
yeah.
I?
Yeah, I do. So, what, are you calling up for another game? Because it's been ages, months.
Yeah, I just got back this week from a holiday with my girlfriend, and I've got the holiday blues really bad, and I need something to brighten up my Friday, so I thought, Who game with Scott Mills?
Exactly. So if you don't know this game, you just say something that's a bit from the past that you might not have thought about for a while, or a person, or a band, it can be anything really, and then you just Who it. And we just keep going round the table until, well, there's not a table, but you know what I mean, until somebody fails and can't think of another one. I'm glad you rang up today, Joe. I'm right in the mood for this. Mm.
I've missed you, Joe. What I mean, where are you up to work-wise now?
I'm now in retail.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm hoping to get into Essex Police. That's my aim, so that's where I'm at the moment.
Oh, where in Essex?
Chelmsford.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, would like to be a police officer. That's the dream.
You can walk the beat.
Absolutely.
Are you going to be a Bobby? Hey! On the beat, huh? So you must have refreshed your Who list, Joe, really?
Do you know what? We've had a lot of Who's over the last few months. Not sure I can remember them all now, but yeah, if anyone thinks of a Who, I'm usually the first one that gets the message about it.
And do you still play this with your friends?
Yeah, every now and then. Why not throw a little bit of the Who game out? Always good fun.
Do you know what? I've got quite a few in my Who bank.
I'm feeling slightly unprepared, Joe, actually.
Okay.
So can you give me one song and I will, I'll just gather myself.
One song?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song on the radio. Radio 1, they play songs.
Do you?
Right. Wait there, and a song is going to be on now, and then we'll play the game, all right?
Okay, no worries.
I'll be
ready and waiting.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is BBC Radio 1. If you don't know what's going on, Joe, who is the original inventor of one of the games on our show, the Who game, has called us back up. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, good. So this is a game where we each choose something a little bit retro or something that we've all forgotten about, and we just give it a massive Ho!
Right then, gentlemen, let's have a good, clean game here. So, you know the rules. We're going to take it in turns to go round here, round the table, if you will. We'll each say a Who. If you spend too long thinking up a Who, you're out the game, and then it will go down to two people until eventually we find our winner. No repeats, please, lads.
Are you ready, Joe?
I am very ready.
I'm glad we had that song, because I'm more than ready now.
Yes.
You've got me worried.
I've got a few in the bank, Mills, and yeah. I'm ready to go.
Okay, right. So who's going to start? Joe, do you want to start, seeing as you suggested it and rang up?
Okay, I will start.
All right, okay, so...
And then you?
And then I'll go, and then, yeah, and then we'll continue.
All right,
here we go. When you're ready, Joe.
Okay. Tax discs. Hello.
Woolworths. Ho!
Blue Cantrell. Ho!
Nickelback. Ho!
Kingsland Road. Ho!
Christina Milian. Ho!
Lighting the oven with a match. Ho!
A taxi honking its horn when it arrives. Ho!
Hubba Bubba. Ho!
Mousetrap. Ho!
Buying ringtones. Ho!
Oh, is it?
That's a good one.
I paid £1.50 for the Coronation Street theme once.
So good.
Just so I could have it on my phone.
Head lice. Ho!
I think they're still on.
It's a retro.
No, I think, I don't know, but I'm sure they're still
I'm
on.
I'm not losing on headlights. It's a who.
It's not.
It's a who. We'll carry on.
Kids,
it's not. Kids still get checked.
No, they don't.
Okay, right. That's clearly not one, but I want to continue the game, so we'll let you off.
Okay. Having five members in One Direction.
Oh! Controversial.
Some people really appreciate that one.
Crop circles. Ho!
This game is harder than I remember it being.
Are they still, they're not still happening. Like, you don't hear about it at all, do you?
No, they're definitely not still on.
Frisbees. Ho!
Shell suits. Ho!
Holding a lighter up at a gig. Ho!
Super soaker water guns. Oh!
Nice. Anyone that was ever on Britain's Got Talent, ever. Oh!
Harsh.
But fair.
Putting your collar up on a polo shirt. Oh!
Signing a receipt. Oh!
Base hunter. Oh!
Beaded car seat covers.
That's the best one yet.
R9 football boots. Oh. Do you know what they are, Bills?
No.
The news of the world. Oh.
Dock leaves.
classic who. I'm really struggling here, lads. I'm not going to lie. I'm not in the right mind frame. No, that's not one. No, that's too long. This is hard. It's intense. It's more intense. You know, at one point we were playing this every week, and I think that helped, didn't it? It sort of focused your mind on it. I'm better than this, than what I've just done there.
Well, you're not, though, are you? Because you've just done it.
Yeah, I'm out. You are a little bit out.
It's down to you two.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Akon. Hello.
Tyo Cruz. No.
Brookside. Hello.
Brookside?
That's a massive who.
It's off the 80s.
That's right. Why not?
Cars with eyelashes. Ho.
Paying less than 50p for a bar of chocolate. Ho.
Theopathetus. Ho!
Matt Cardle. Ho!
There's a reason why this game goes on for so long, and
we've got all new ones.
Yeah, I'm just wary that this could never end, potentially. Is there a way that we can finish this? Why don't you each choose your best who?
Yeah.
I mean, have a real think about what your best one can be, and then the winner is the one with the best who.
Okay, but who decides that?
Otherwise, literally, this will never end.
Okay.
I think we can all agree.
Yeah. I mean, it could go on for ages, yeah. You ready, Joe?
Yeah. I think. Why not?
Okay, so one who each. Is that what we're saying then?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone agreed?
Yes. Let's do it.
Who's first?
Do you want to toss for it? Hello?
Go, you can go first. Why not?
All right, thank you. Taping over things.
It's a strong game.
Good. A strong game. Dappy off of N-dubs. That's a double.
Oh! He raises a good point, though. That is a double who.
Why?
Dappy and N-dubs, respectively.
He He's still making music, though, so I think that I win. Yes, he is, though.
No, he's not, though.
He is. He DM'd me his latest track recently.
I mean, I think you're probably the only one that's ever listening to that.
I think it was even in the charts.
I think you've got this, Mills.
That's a lie.
I think I've got it. Look it up. Look it up. He's still making the tunes.
Okay.
So I win.
You win this time, Mills.
Yes, I win with taping over things.
I can't believe Dappy is still a thing.
This game is so cruel sometimes, isn't it?
It can be.
I love you, Dappy, if you're listening. Well, Joe, I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, that was good.
Especially because I won.
Maybe we'll do it again in a few years' time.
Yeah. Okay, well, keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Maybe send a postcard sometimes. See you later.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. It's Friday on BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Banged the desk then, just to tell you that it's Friday. So, Chris had a go at making a new version, especially for young farmers, of that new Avicii track, Waiting for Love. Because it's perfect, really. It's got something that he does every single day of the week, like this.
Monday left me broken. Tuesday I was through with hoping. Wednesday my empty arms were open. Thursday waiting for love, waiting for love. Thank the stars, it's Friday. I'm burning like a fire gone wild on Saturday. Guess I won't be coming to church on Sunday. I'll be waiting for love, waiting for love.
So that's how it sounded, the original track. Then Chris thought, well, it would be good to have like a farmer version of it.
Yeah, because I just thought, well, the whole song sounds a little bit farmy. I think at that point, it'd be nice to do 7 days of being a farmer.
Yeah, and you sang it yourself yesterday. And the farmers absolutely went mad for it on text and Twitter and Facebook. But then I felt we needed maybe to get some actual young farmers that listened to the show on it. So we had Emily and Ben singing the words that you'd written.
Monday feeding ponies.
Ben.
Tuesday I was deeply ploughing.
Emily.
Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning. Thursday I am shearing. I am shearing.
Ben.
Friday pumping slurry.
Emily.
And they're stuffing bells like a boss on Saturday.
Ben.
Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider. Pork insider.
Very good.
So I mean, that was the sort of starting point yesterday. And I think with a bit of work that I have done today, with a little bit of help, not going to lie, I think I've got
a production genius.
I think I've got, well, he's basically a wizard. I think I've got the finished product here.
Mm.
I've sort of taken everyone's feedback because, as you know, I do love feedback.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
Same as that lady that tanned you. She loved feedback too, didn't she?
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback.
She loved feedback. Mm. And so what we've done is, look, we've got the finished song here for
what?
You.
Okay. So it's the Chris Stark farming remix of Waiting for Love by Avicii.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there's of course the original one. Now we've got this version here. I mean, I went and re-recorded my vocals, did it all in one take. So I doubt this guy, the wizard that's been involved in this, has done much to it.
Okay.
It's
going to be the vocals as you kind of...
As I did them, I'm
as
sure
you did them this
was.
Morning. All right, cool. All right, well, let's have a listen to it. And young farmers, get on the text 81199 and let us know what you think of the farm, young farmers version of Avicii's Waiting for Love.
Monday feeding ponies, Tuesday Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning. Thursday I am shearing. I am shearing. Friday pumping slurry. I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday. Yes, I cannot wait for my lunch on Sunday. I'll have pork insider. Pork insider.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lloyd is shearing in Mid Wales and loves it. Oliver is pumping slurry and it's Friday. Baker in his van says, I'm not even a farmer, and I think that's a great remix. I need to get this. I'm a farmer farming in York. You know, yeah, I can't see it going up on iTunes or anything, but like, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Which is a shame in itself. But
Slay Chris Slay, says Ben, not a farmer. This will go down very well at Harper Adams Summer Ball. Some of the Radio 1 DJs are doing a set.
I think Greg James himself is doing that one.
Yeah.
All right. No,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give that a play, Greg.
Greg, give it a play. All right.
Oh, this is good.
And I'm doing Penfest in Powys.
Yes, Penfest.
Yeah. They will love it there on the farm. So that is the Waiting for Love, Chris Stark Farming Remix. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be, I've got to be honest.
Well, that's great words coming from you.
And that wizard really has worked his magic on those vocals, hasn't he?
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. It's 20 to 3. Natalie LaRose is coming up. And also House Every Weekend by David Zowie. That's a tune. And Phono, which I do really like. I heard it first on Annie Mac's show. But when I play it on the radio, for some reason, it really stresses me out. Do you know what I mean? The one that's like...
I do know what you mean. It's a tune.
That's on in a minute, but like
it goes a bit wild.
As it gets faster and faster, I'm like, oof, I definitely couldn't eat to that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I was eating, I'd have to stop because it's just too stressful. But it is brilliant. Real Joy is coming next. So a lot of people are asking, now we've got the song, the Young Farmers version of Avicii, which, by the way, they love. They love it. I've not seen a bad comment about it.
I've seen a couple, but that's, you know...
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Now we need to do a video. So we're just thinking here, and this is like us having another production meeting on air. Why don't, because I'm playing Penfest in a farm tomorrow in Powys, and Greg James is playing Harper Adams Agricultural College, also farmers, tomorrow night. Why don't me and him recreate the video to Don't You Worry Child by Swedish House Mafia. Now, if you've not seen that video, look it up. But Chris will just give you an idea of what's in it.
It's a brilliant idea, this. So this is the one where they like arrive on helicopters. It's quite grand. I mean, this is the thing. They've got quite a big budget for it. And then they arrive in helicopters. It all looks very stunning. And then there's a massive crowd. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, but like 80,000.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they play that song, and it's an amazing video.
And there's pyros going off. Is it in black and white, from what I remember? Some bits of it are.
Yeah. It just looks epic. It's like the most epic gig ever.
So it's like Swedish House Mafia arriving in style. They go on stage, like the pyros go off, the crowd are loving it.
Yes.
We're going to do like the farmer version of that for you, just filming on our phones.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I just feel bad because I'm not going to be there.
I know.
So I feel ever so slightly left out of that, but maybe I can superimpose myself in somehow.
Okay, and what I'll do is, it'll be me probably turning up in a Toyota Yaris.
Yes.
And then I'll get out, I'll have a record box, and then I'll film like my POV, my point of view from the crowd.
I'm
imagining 1,000 to 2,000 people.
Yeah, which is great. I need you to film the moment you get out the car as well, if that's okay with you.
What, as what I'm seeing or on me?
Ideally, we'd have a film crew following you, but I appreciate
I'll just get the driver
tricky.
Of the Yaris to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, right. That works, yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to recreate the Don't You Worry Child video. We'll ask Greg to do the same.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it together next week. And then that can be our video for the Young Farmers remix of Avicii.
We've basically taken Avicii's song now then. That's what you're suggesting.
Yeah. He won't mind. Someone says, I was in the Don't You Worry Child video. It was filmed in Milton Keynes Bowl. Yeah, we're not playing anywhere that big, but it'll look the same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so I like everyone that's texting in going, I was in the Don't You Worry Child Swedish House Mafia video, like so many people. Well, you mean you were one of the 68,000 people that were there?
Still in it. Do you know what, Mills? That video's had over 270 million views. So just think, you get this video right for our remix version of that song.
Yeah.
Think of the views we're going to get.
Yeah, I reckon we need to try and get someone to play it at Worthy Farm in Glastonbury as well.
That would be so good.
Yeah, that's next weekend.
There must be so many DJs listening. Just video yourselves playing this song out.
Yeah.
I don't know how you go about that. I play podcast. Skip to the bit in the podcast.
Yeah. Me and Greg are going to do it because we're meeting farmers.
What about Danny Howard in Ibiza?
Yes, that'll be good. But remember, it's a farmer's song, so I think the farmers need to be the crowd.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
So it's a song for them. We're excluding Ibiza then, aren't we?
And instead of the Yaris, I'm surely somebody at the gig at Penfest tomorrow can lend me a tractor to arrive.
Oh, here we go.
And Greg. They're like sitting around the place. Like if I arrived on tractor at the beginning of the video in black and white and then it cuts to the crowd, that would look epic.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was quick. Penfest have been on, I'm playing tomorrow, saying we've sorted a tractor, done.
Oh, awesome.
So I can arrive on a tractor in the video for the young farmer mix of Avicii. Something else that stresses me out, and Christina feels the same. When Natalie LaRose says her name at the beginning of the song, it just makes me go,
Natalie LaRose.
Like we're supposed to know who that is. Hello, Radio 1.
Is that Scott Mills?
Yes, this is official.
Yeah, Scott, I think you've taken this too far now.
What have I done?
Well, my daughter has now started going, yes.
Okay, are you blaming me?
Yes.
I'm enjoying your indicators.
Thank you.
Are you indicating or have you just stopped?
I've just stopped.
It sounds like this has bothered you so much that you've had to pull over right now. You've got to deal with this situation. Enough is enough.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's just gone way too far.
This all started when I found a clip of an obsessed Lady Gaga fan. It's a video on YouTube, and he just follows her around. And every time he sees her, like she comes out of a hotel or out of a car, he goes,
Gaga, yes!
Yes, Gaga! Yes, Gaga!
You say, you say it all the time.
I don't see the problem with this. How old's your daughter?
She's 16 months.
Oh.
16 months. It's not her first word, is it? Yes!
Oh, no. Hang on, you sent me a recording of this on email, didn't you?
I did send you an email, yeah.
Right, okay, yes. Chris, have you got it there?
I do, yes.
I haven't heard this yet, but I have seen it. So your daughter is 16 months old. Does she say any other words?
She does, yeah, but she started doing this last week.
What's your name?
Ian.
Ian, okay, so here's Ian's 16-month-old daughter saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
That's definitely, yes, she's definitely saying that.
Cute!
Yes!
That's good. There's a whole new generation coming through.
This is what they want at Radio 1.
My father loves it because she now gets it in stereo.
So where does your 16-month-old listen?
We live in Norwich.
Yeah, okay. And you have the show on, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so well, that is going to happen, isn't it?
I thought you were basically saying, like, yeah, does she download the podcast? Yeah. I was like, well, 16 months.
Chris, they're Radio 1's future.
Shouldn't have a podcast listener.
Yay!
That's so good. That's made my actual day. What's her name?
Erin.
Okay, if you pass my love on to Erin and tell her to keep listening to Radio 1, it's vital.
I will do.
It's vital.
Yay!
And Ian, I'm sorry that you are having to put up with this from your 16-month-old daughter.
To be honest, I enjoy it.
Yay!
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We talked about this before. Do you remember we said about shortest ever Facebook official relationships? My friend Unlucky Gary was less than a day once. Do you remember? Less than 24 hours. Becky's been on from Bristol. Her one yesterday was 10 hours. 10 hours Facebook official. Just kind of went off him and took it off. Back to single again. Well done. If anyone can beat 10 hours, then do let me know. That's pretty short amount of time to be in a relationship on Facebook.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
12 seconds, longest Facebook official relationship. I think you, Mr. Kimono, on Twitter win because you said that you were in a relationship with somebody by accident.
Yeah, I was going to say there must have been a mistake. That's a case of sending an accidental relationship request to someone. Oops. But then weird that someone would say yes to an accidental
I know. 4 hours is Josh's mate Max's time. Turns out she was kind of lying to him for some sort of weird game. So, yeah, 4 hours is pretty good. Mine lasted 2 hours. Was from 2012 into 2013 on New Year's Eve. That's from Dave. She seemed to just get bored of me.
BBC Radio 1. One.
I love those ones. There's something for everyone on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast this week. Every day, we put all the best bits from the show on our podcast. Loads on there, including Chris having his spray tan last weekend, his first ever solo one. We'd never actually have one at all, had you? I mean, I'd sprayed you before with, like, tanning products, but you'd never actually got in a tent and had one. But he was worried that he may not have performed well, as it was his first time. So Chris called the tanning lady, because I said he should, to explain himself.
Well, I know this is a weird call, but I just wanted to say thank you for being... thank you for letting it be my first time with you.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback. It's brilliant. Thank you. No, I need feedback. But have you got any, like, patchy areas or anything? Or you just... Because I do pride myself giving the best tans in Berkshire.
That's on the podcast. I loved that call. Aston Merigold joined us for Innuendo Bingo on Tuesday. We're going over to Kevin MacLeod's Escape to the Wild, which was just last night on Channel 4. And Kevin is truly astounded by how much bigger things are in the forest.
Up in the forest, we're confronted by something astonishing. Dinosaur cows. Yeah. A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
Aston got very wet on Tuesday, but his hair miraculously stayed right where it was before the game. Our David Guetta impersonator... Oh, my God, there's so much going on this week. Our David Guetta impersonator had his first gig. It's happening this weekend in Dorset.
Oh, yeah.
On the coast. We need to catch up with him next week. Mm. His French lessons weren't going too well. So we tried to at least work on his French accent by playing him clips of real David Guetta.
I wear a beret and I eat camembert every morning with my baguette.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you hear it once more.
I wear a beret and I eat camembert every morning with my baguette.
Oh, mate, all right. I wear my beret every morning. I eat my camembert with my baguette.
And of course, Chris has rewritten part of Avicii's new track, Waiting for Love, specifically for young farmers.
Monday feeding ponies, Tuesday I was deeply ploughing, Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning, Thursday I am shearing, Friday pumping slurry, I'm there stuffing bales like a boss on Saturday, yes I cannot wait for on Sunday, I'll have pork insider.
Plus, Innuendo Bingo with Joe off of Sigma, dumping people at service stations, and we help Lissa Haley celebrate after finishing her A-levels. That's all on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Get it for free from the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's by Andy Grammer and it's called Honey, I'm Good on BBC Radio 1. Lauren loves it on the way back from uni, says it's so damn catchy. Driving home from my last exam. I love this. What is it? Says Georgia in South Wales. Andy Grammer, Honey, I'm Good. Male version of Meghan Trainor, says Kate in Tavistock. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's quite farmy as well. You can imagine it with the farmers. It's probably a number one record, that. Andy Grammer. Boys,
I didn't know what to expect from it.
Time you hear it, you're like, oh, okay.
That's what I mean. Maybe a few listens.
Yeah, but I think it's big. It's big. Danny Howard,
trying not to dance along.
Howard, you will be playing that in Ibiza soon.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Probably the last song of the set in Amnesia.
Opening tune. It depends how you want to set the mood of the night. It could work.
Imagine if you did actually go out there like Ibiza.
Nah, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably shouldn't.
Yes.
Put your hands up.
I would love that. So Danny's fresh in from Ibiza. Had any sleep today?
Not yet, but I am planning to go to sleep after this and then wake up in time for Pete Tong show tonight at 10 p.m.
Are you on tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, you don't sleep in for that.
No. That would be devastating.
When did you fly back from Ibiza?
About an hour ago.
Oh, okay. You need to get yourself a neck pillow.
No.
And then you can have a little sleep on the plane.
I'm always jealous of people when I see them with a neck pillow.
No, don't.
You don't want one, but when you're so tired and you see someone with one...
No, they just don't work. I'm sure some companies' ones work.
Neck pillows, they just don't, do they? Is it not just far easier just to get on with the person next to you and just say, look, come on.
Dribble on their shoulder.
It's in all our interest. Let's just hunker down here
and use each other's shoulders. Here's today's real or real, no real facts.
A man in Portsmouth is dedicating 3 nights a week to...
Who's that? Oh, it's Rick Helsey. Okay.
A man in Portsmouth is dedicating 3 nights a week to pressing the down arrow in an Excel spreadsheet to see if it ever ends.
Wow. I mean, I've always wondered this. Have you not?
I've never even thought about doing that, no.
It does go on forever, though, an Excel spreadsheet.
So you mean it's a very deep pool? So what's going on then? So someone's mission to literally just keep going like that?
So he's pressing down the arrow on the Excel spreadsheet to see if it does, if there is a point where
it just stops.
Okay, well, I'm on an Excel spreadsheet. I'm pressing, but I'm not going to do this for 3 days. I'm not going
to
lie.
We've got till four.
Greg James has just turned up. Hello, my darling.
Look.
What?
I said, if you needed someone, I'll be the live guy.
Oh, well, on to read out the facts.
I will be third change.
Well, how do you think Rick Kelsey's going to feel now that he's just recorded these for us?
Just, it sounded wrong.
Okay. All right, do you want to read it again?
A man in Portsmouth is dedicating 3 nights a week to pressing the down arrow in an Excel spreadsheet to see if it ever ends.
So I need your answers. Thanks, Greg.
Lads. I don't think it is ever going to end. I'm at about 1,000 on Excel at the moment. I think it's just going to keep going. So,
who needs that much data, really? I'm going to say no real.
But the real or no real is there a guy doing it?
Oh, okay.
A man in Portsmouth dedicating
three nights a week.
Okay, real.
He needs a girlfriend. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
But they've worked out that there is a limit to the rows in an Excel spreadsheet, so they don't go on forever.
Oh.
So just as well, he's not trying it. And next.
Alongside spacesuits, helmets and breathing equipment, NASA scientists also packed ingredients for a fruit salad on their maiden trip to the moon.
He's good at this.
He's very good at this.
So, they've got the breathing equipment needed, helmet needed, spacesuits needed, but... Do you really need a fruit salad?
You don't, but scientists will take a little bit of everything just so they can say, I was the first person to eat this in space.
A grape.
To eat lasagna in space, yes. I was the first person to do a fruit salad.
Because it always comes back to lasagna for you, doesn't it?
They bring lots of stuff. That's what I'm saying. Feels like they shouldn't be bringing that much because they're in it, but they really do pack it up.
But this is their maiden trip to the moon, and that's the scientists.
It's not very ambitious, is it, to do a fruit salad? It's quite easy. Why don't you try a Sunday roast up there?
Yes.
That'd be more interesting.
Or a barbecue.
I think they want their five a day.
Thanks, voiceover. You know those spacesuits? Do they have a little wee in them if they need?
I think so. No, I think that's how it works, isn't it?
I've always wondered that.
There is so much that I would like to try with no gravity. I think we're all agreed. Like, just how everything would work in real... In, you know what I mean?
Just wee floating past your head. It would do
if
that,
you will.
It? Yeah.
So, did they take a fruit salad as part of the ingredients on their maiden trip to the moon? Danny Howard, real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to go real.
That one... is real.
They packed tinned peaches for Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's first meal.
No.
They also... No, I'm not having that. You cannot who either of those. This is the first man on the moon. No, absolutely not.
I didn't who the first man on the moon. I actually was hooing tinned peaches.
Yeah, really good save. Everyone believes you.
They 10 had... points deducted for hooing the moon landing.
I didn't know.
They had bacon squares and juice, if you care, as well.
We do.
And next...
Scientists in Loughborough are attempting to create all the notes from Florence and the Machine's new album using an owl in a room full of Scientists in Loughborough are attempting to create all the notes from Florence and the Machine's new album using an owl in a room full of wind chimes.
It's
good.
So can you create, basically, all of the sound of Florence's new album by just letting a barn owl loose in a room full of wind chimes.
This is a great fact.
Yeah.
And does it? I've not heard the album yet. Does it sound?
It's owly? Very. It's very chimey. Yeah.
Very chimey.
As you would expect. But are they doing it? Are the scientists in Loughborough doing that with an owl?
It's. I mean, it's quite an experiment, if real.
I just like the idea of it. Anybody?
It's blowing my mind, this one. Danny, what do you reckon?
I don't think that's real at all. No real.
Go on, I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no, we made that up. But it's a good made up one.
Yeah, very good.
And finally,
Tom from MySpace is now a travelling photographer.
I read about this the other day.
So Tom...
That's real then?
No. Damn it.
Oh, Danny.
Play the game, mate.
Get some sleep.
I am playing the game. At least, you know, I'm not getting any sleep. Give me a second.
You could have at least pretended for 2 minutes.
I love that you're always in character as voiceover as well. Oh, everyone's loving the all the lads today. Lads edition of Real or No Real.
About this the other day.
Tom of MySpace.
I think someone needs to go to bed.
Yes. He's a travelling photographer now, but was your only friend when you joined MySpace back in the day.
So at least he's got a hobby now.
I always wondered what he did, you know. Why was he there in the first place?
Your friend.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
It is ever so slightly creepy forcing yourself to be everyone's friend. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's odd.
And ironically now has no friends.
Yeah. So is he now a travelling photographer?
I'm going to take a guess at this and say real.
I'm going to take a guess at this one as well. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Would you believe?
So now Tom is now 44. He is worth millions and millions of pounds and regularly posts photos from his travels on his Instagram, and they are good photos. That's what he does. He doesn't need to work, so he just goes around taking snaps.
Why not?
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20. Danny got 40. Yeah.
Wow, yes, Danny.
That's massive. That is massive.
Tomorrow on Dance Anthems.
Well, tonight, actually.
And tonight, Pete Tong.
Yes.
I DJed with his daughter last night.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I don't know why that's funny.
Becky Tong.
tonight, Club Scouts, Denny. I've got an after-hours mix from Disciples, world exclusive from Alesso, Groove Armada, Dusky, Eric Murillo. It's going to be massive. 10 p.m. I'll get some sleep and I'll be back.
And then tomorrow, are you on as well?
I am on tomorrow for Dance Anthems. DJ Fresh pushing the tempo, and Denny's back again. Actually, back to back in the mix.
Yes, double Danny Howard for you tonight at 10 and tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Thank you. Have a bit of sleep.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Friday's best bits. Come and join us on Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Remember, Tuesday and Thursday, Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Tuesday, it's the Hoff, and Thursday, it's Grimmy. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.